Blog Talk Radio.
Playing sports student chefs from Amazon Music.
Yeah.
Back, listen, enjoy the vibe. Sip something, light it up, enjoy the ride. Cause the Sports City Chefs is on the night. In the kitchen cooking up, they on the rise.
Sports City, Chefs, Chefs. Sports City, Chefs, Chefs. Sports City, Chefs, Chefs. Sports City, Chefs,
Chefs. Yes, Lord, we got a brand new president. What? Joe Biden, we riding, I pray you heaven sent. Word from the wise, my people stay ahead of me.
Come on,
I've been relevant, trying to survive the elements. It ain't no love in these streets, these dudes telling it. Case go from cold to hot, state evidence. Kaboom, Sports City Chefs is in the room. Cooking up hot topics to put up on your spoon. They well in tune, blown like a flower in June. Superman verse MF Doom, the clouds loom. So tell a friend, it's the Sports City Chefs again. Pay attention, tune in, we on the set again.
Sports City Chefs. Connecticut.
Oh, we got the Sports City Chefs in the house, the network, the shows. We're back, Sports City. We got a nice special edition. We went into the kitchen and figured we'd cook y'all a nice little dish. Unless of the round table sports show, we're going to have the MLB preseason, the season preview. I got my partners in crime here. I got Nate, I got Eric, I got Dave. We got new chefs in the building cooking up some baseball talk. Call-in number is 929-477-2759. If you want to get in and talk some baseball with the chefs as we celebrate the opening of the new 2021 baseball season that is upon us in a couple of days. So why not start it off right and preview the season? So I'll bring in the co-host. I got Eric Big Easy on my side. Eric, what's going on, brother?
Good evening, gentlemen. Excited for our show tonight. We get to touch on the new season, MLB. And the good thing is the fans are going to be back in the stands, so at a capacity, so that's great to see. So excited, man. It's going to be a good year.
Absolutely, man. Nothing like talking some baseball. So, and we got some new chefs in the building, so I want to introduce them, let them talk about themselves, introduce themselves, make sure that they know how to cook with the chefs. So I'll start with my main man, Dave, calling out of the 203. Dave, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? It is a pleasure to be here. I'm really looking forward to talking about baseball. I mean, we got a much more palatable season this year. I think we've got, not a 60-game season, something a little more legitimate. But that doesn't mean last year was illegitimate. So I think there's a lot to take from and look forward to this year. It's going to be a good time. I've been a lifelong Yankee fan from right about when Jeter started. So I've got a lot of bias towards the Yankees, don't get me wrong, but I still think the whole season is going to play out differently than everybody thinks this year.
Absolutely. Listen, there's nothing wrong being a Yankee fan. They hate us because they ain't us. TP Timeless, the owner of Sports City, he just hates that the Yankees are the Yankees and that his Twinkies can't beat us. But he loves us anyway. We love TP.
It's the pinstripes, man. They just want the pinstripes.
Exactly. They just can't be us. It's all good. Nobody's perfect. But shout out to TP. We love you, brother. And then I got my main man, Nate, on the other side of the glass, co-hosting with us. So, Nate, how you doing, brother? Introduce yourself. Let us know what kind of fan are you.
I am doing just fine. I'm a lifelong Baltimore Orioles fan. I also have a soft spot for the Pittsburgh Pirates, so I'm going to go ahead and literally balance this out in every sense, because while you guys root for the top of the league, I'm going to go ahead and talk about all of us clubs that are hanging out down here in the basement, rebuilding, just, keeping the rats out of the cellar.
I mean, listen, to say nobody's perfect is an understatement. I mean, an Oreo. I know one Oreo fan in my life. I do know one. What do you say, Dave?
I was going to say, I mean, listen, this will sound terrible, but you got to get those, you know, those at least minimum 60 wins from somewhere, and the Orioles seem like the perfect team to do that against.
Exactly. I mean, you don't want to be at the 50-win mark. You want to get around 60. So, you know, we'll make it work. But I actually do – I have the man himself, the big homie, the owner, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, the Raekwon to my ghost face, right. TP Timeless. What up, brother? Did he not want to come in?
I done took off this blazer, loosened up the tie. Listen, I heard people throwing their tees in the air, and I heard you was twins talking. Were you just talking about the twins? You started to show up about the twins, huh? You introduced the people
to,
and you're talking about the twins.
So I had to dig in.
Wait, why? Why? Just tell me why are they on your mind? You can talk to me. Tell me in front of everybody. Why are the twins on your mind? Hello, everybody. Hope everybody.
Love tweaking you when baseball season starts because you got a good team.
You know somebody was going to tell me that you were that.
It's never good
right
enough
now.
To beat the Yankees. It's never good enough.
You didn't know somebody was going to tell me that you were at it right now, huh?
I love it.
To hurry up and get in this Sports City because he's acting up. But we'll see. Listen, we'll all spend that time in the boogie now, and I bet you we get 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 this year. How about that?
We're going this year, brother. You better believe it. I'm catching the train with you and my boy Xavier. We're going to go catch a Twinkie beatdown at the Bronx. So you better book it, brother. But listen, I'm ready to talk some baseball. I miss it. Like Dave said, we got 162 games to roll through this year. Last year was a shortened season because of the pandemic. It looked like it wasn't going to happen. They finally got the season going. It was a sprint to the end. We got playoff baseball in a bubble. And in the end, we got some exciting baseball. But at the end of the day, the Los Angeles Dodgers hoisted up their first championship since, I think, 1988. And, Clayton Kershaw took the demons off his back. I guess you could say like Steve Young taking the monkey off his back. Clayton Kershaw finally got his chip and has earned his spot in the pantheon of great pitchers. So, let's start in the NL West. I'll kick it around. Like I said, the Dodgers, defending World Series champions, so we got to give them their props. Even though it was a shortened season, they still won it in hostile conditions. But this division, is top heavy. They got some good teams out there. So, Eric, I'll kick it over to you first. Who do you like in the NL West? Who do you think are the favorites? Who do you think is going to be on the bottom holding everybody up? And what's your overall temperature of this division?
Well, I think the Dodgers are poised to do it again. They have a good run to repeat, with the addition of Trevor Bauer for the pitching staff they already have. He won the Cy Young last year, so bringing him over is huge, and they still have their key pieces on offense. This team's going to be dangerous again. I don't see too many teams being able to compete with them in the West. The Giants are an up-and-coming young team. The Rockies dismantled their team pretty much, letting go David Dahl and then trading away Arenado. So I look for the Dodgers to continue their dominance and to run away in there. And the same thing with the Diamondbacks. They're an up-and-coming young team. I think the Diamondbacks are probably going to be the second runner in the West. But the Dodgers are by far the favorite, especially with that addition of Trevor Bauer.
Okay, that's fair enough. Dave, I'll come to you. NL West, Dodgers, cream of the crop, defending World Series champion, look poised to do the same thing after the additions that they made. What is your temperature in this division right now? Well, who do you like and who do you think can obviously, compete with them?
So it seems almost too easy to point to the Dodgers, right? I feel like I'd be crazy to not go with them. You're really seeing – Corey Seager come into his own. Kid was, you know, 26 last season. I love that catcher, Will Smith. He's fantastic. And, of course, you've got Kershaw, who I think you'll see him pitch with more confidence. I'm just going to easily go, Dodgers are going to win the division. But I disagree. I think the Padres will be second in that division. There's just something I really like about the way that team is gelling. They're young. Their core is you know, I'd say average age roughly about 25. They've got room to grow. I mean, when I'm going to tell you, Eric Hosmer, as your, you know, your veteran kind of presence last season, that's a great presence for all those young kids. I really think the Padres are going to step forward another level. And you've seen these flashes in the pan from teams like the Pirates and the Nationals and the Royals over the last couple of years. I truly believe this is the year the Padres have where they really break out.
Yeah, I mean, I like what the Padres did this offseason, bringing in Snell, bringing in Musgrove, you know, Yu Darvish as well. So I love what they did.
They already got
Tatis Jr. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I didn't even mention Tatis, and in a way it feels like Machado in some ways is I don't want to say an afterthought, but he's taken a step behind Tatis in that team, in that role of who's in charge there. And I think that's great for Machado. I really do think that's a great setup for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what they did. I think, you know, to your point, I think they're the team that's going to push the Dodgers all year. They're going to face each other over 20 times this year. It's going to be fun watching those two teams slug it out. Nate, who do you like in the NL West? You know, the Dodgers look like they're the favorites out there, but who do you like in the West? And if you know anybody on the bottom holding everybody up?
So I'm going to buck this trend, and I'm going San Diego wins the division.
Okay.
Because of everything you guys have cited. However, I'm not crazy about that Tatis Jr. contract, but I do think he's earned it. I like all the pitching additions they made. I like that the core, they've been assembling this for 2 or 3 years. They are the only team to really push the Dodgers last year. They were 4-6 in the 10 games they played, whereas the Dodgers just kind of walked over everybody in the NL West last year. I think they did enough. And I think it's going to be a real tight race. I think it's going to come down to game 162 between them and the Dodgers to figure out who wins it. And the difference between the Dodgers and the Padres, for me, the Padres have Blake Snell. The Dodgers, I do not like Walker Buehler. I think he's going to come crashing back down. I'm not convinced that he's the ace in the making that everybody seems to think he is. Turning our attention down division, I think the Giants are going to plug in at number 3. They've kind of flirted with this competitiveness without actually doing a whole lot to maintain it. They just barely missed the expanded playoffs. They missed it on a tiebreaker last year. There's the outfielder out in San Francisco that, while I think he's kind of performing above his ceiling, I still think he's enough, and that's Carl Yastrzemski's grandson, Mike Yastrzemski. I think he'll be enough to carry the Giants into a solid third place finish. Maybe they push for that wild card spot. Maybe not. And then Colorado's basically.
Let me go on record by saying,
NL West.
Nate, I just want to go on record by saying I completely disagree. The Giants are too old and will not be able to last the full marathon of a season. Just want to go on record.
I think there's nothing intriguing to me about the Diamondbacks. I think they're just kind of there, and the Colorado Rockies are kind of the Pittsburgh of the NL West. They're just trying to sell off everything, and they're counting on their fans just showing up because the beer prices are cheap.
Rockies don't count, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Arizona, I think Bumgarner, hopefully he bounces back. I think he had over 6 ERA last year, and he was a big get. I thought the Yankees could steal him. They didn't get him. And thank God, because he just did not look good last year. So hopefully he bounces back, but I don't see the Diamondbacks really making a big run. I do think the Dodgers are a 500 team, but you look at the Dodgers and you look at the Padres, I think they're just going to beat up on the Rockies and the Diamondbacks and a little bit on the Giants, and those are going to be two teams that are going to be pushing about 100 wins because they're going to be able to beat up on those lower teams. TP, what do you like? Who do you like in the NL West? I mean, what do you think is going to happen out there with the Dodgers and the Pirates, who I think everybody's kind of thinking as the cream of the crop there?
So Nate and Dave, they really could cook. They cook with their hands. I like this. So the crazy part is Eric threw the Diamondbacks out, and I'm trying to find like the shock value in them in the division, like to put them number two in the division, because I was like, before Dave got going, I'm like, go to me so I can save the Padres, so I can flip the Padres in. And then everybody said Padres, and I'm like, if they don't talk about Tatis Jr. and what he just did right now, like, this dude is on something epic. If I'm looking at anything with the Padres, I'm worried about Manny Machado. Like, he has to show up this year. And if they do want to develop into a postseason team, their pitching has to be there for them. They can't be the team that's just going to war and going shot for shot, having a 7-6 game and thinking they could out home run teams. And that's what it looks like now. But they're going to have to win games off of pitching. So I really feel like both the Dodgers and the Padres are primed to make the playoffs. One may be the wild card, depending how things go. But I think that in the end, I think the Padres could edge the Dodgers. But right now, with the high that the Dodgers are on, they should be able to extend this situation. But I think karma plays a significant role in a lot of things. And karma went well for the Dodgers after we all found out Houston cheated them. And that World Series run, and they got their World Series back. And now with at the end of that World Series game, you know, with Turner going out there and he was, you know, tested or having the COVID, it's like, okay, well, let's see what karma will do with that, because they didn't care and put people at jeopardy with him out there. So it's like, if they repeat, then it's destiny on their side. If not, and they come up short with the Padres, I feel like that was karma coming around. But I think as Nate mentioned with the Rockies, I think the Rockies, with them letting go of some interesting players, might eclipse themselves for this season. The Giants, I think they've had their run. I think they're on a team on a development. But all in all, I think this is a Padre-Dodgers division.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think Tatis and Machado, that's just a fearsome two right there. And I listen, the Dodgers won the World Series and they added Bauer. I will see how, you know, that translates, but if you're a good team and you just got a little bit better with one of the best pitchers that was available, I'm going to give you the edge right now. But it's a long season, to your point. We'll see how it goes down. But I like this, man. I like cooking this up. So let's move to the NL Central, where we got the Cardinals, the Brewers, the Cubbies. We got the Reds. That's one of your teams, Eric. And then we got the Pirates, who just, I don't know, man. I want to root for them, but oh, God, the Pirates. All right, so, I mean, I'll kick it right back to you, TP. I'll start with you, brother. Who do you like in the NL Central to kind of take that division? Not one of the stronger divisions, in my opinion, but, you know, there are some interesting teams out there. Who do you like?
Looking through the division is very interesting, but right now I look at the Cubs and the Brewers to be a team that you got to worry about consistently. The Cardinals are always a team that, you know, they come to play, but you don't know what they look like until you see, like, June and then see what the Cardinals look like. But to me, within this division, I think this is a Cubs or Brewers situation. The Cubs still have their bats from that run, even though they fell short a couple of seasons, and the Brewers are making a lot of noise, too, even though they lost the pitching. The guy's name escapes me that they just lost in the pitching staff. But all in all, I still think that they're the top. The Reds, I'm in between on the Reds. Like, the Reds have actually been turning things around as of the last season, but didn't really have an impact to be on top of the division. But if I'm going by the notables, I think the Cubs and Brewers can do it.
Yeah, I mean, the Reds losing Bauer is going to hurt them. And I like the Brewers. I like their bullpen, one of the best bullpens in baseball. When you have Hader back there, that's a dangerous team. So, I mean, Nate, who do you like in the NL Central? I know your Pirates are there. You know, it's going to be it's a little bit of a tighter race, I think, than people will give it credit for, but just not really one breakout dominant team. Who do you like in the NL Central, Nate?
I view the NL Central as one of the only divisions where everybody managed to get worse from 2020 into 2021. the Cardinals managed to get less worse than everybody else. So as boring as the call is, I'm taking the Cardinals to win the division. I think the Brewers sneak past the Cubs, as much as that pains me to say, given where I'm at. The Brewers are going to struggle to score unless Christian Yelich really goes off, but they are going to be able to pitch, and they're going to be able to keep people from scoring. The Cubs, I told a couple of friends going into the 2020 season, when the Cubs hired Rossi as their manager, I thought it was a solid hire for a team that was gearing up to make one last push with that core, because Rossi was their catcher and basically their second manager on the bench under Madden. So I loved the hire if they were going to make one more push, and then COVID got in the way and didn't let them make the push. They ended up winning the division, but they like backed their way into the playoffs and then saw an early exit against the Marlins. In the offseason, they let Yu Darvish go, and they decided to get the band back together by bringing back Jake Arrieta, who did nothing but, pitch like Jake Arrieta when he got back to the East Coast. He forgot how to pitch. He forgot how he played when he was in Chicago. So when it comes to those three, I think the Cubs, they might start hot, but I think they run out of gas. So you get St. Louis, Milwaukee, Chicago as your top three. Cincinnati is another one that just COVID could not have happened at a worse time for them. They look like they were getting ready to build. They look like they were getting ready to start their run. Season gets shut down. Season gets shortened. They end up, I think they were just under 500 last year. They lose Trevor Bauer. They lose their closer. Everything kind of falls apart for them. But they have the benefit of also being in the division with the Pirates, who have absolutely nothing to get excited about. There's nothing we're seeing except Ke Bryan Hayes, who is going to be an absolute stud.
Thank you. Because if you didn't say his name, I was going to get mad at you. I love that kid. He's hitting like 400 in the preseason. He's my favorite, I'll tell you right now, to win Rookie of the Year. That kid Charlie Hayes' son, he looks amazing. But listen, it's gonna be interesting what team didn't lose enough and tried to fill holes. I agree with you. I think trading Darvish for Arrieta is kind of a mixed bag. You hope you can get the Arrieta that you had in Chicago, not the one you had in Philly. But we'll see how that shakes out. Dave, who do you like in the NL Central? I think it's going to be a tight race, too. It's hard to call this one. Did we lose Dave? Dave, are you there? Are you on mute?
Oh, I was on mute. Sorry. First day.
Rookie mistake. We're going to have to throw the sun policies on you.
I like what the Cardinals have done, though. I mean, I think they've got a good balance of young and old. It's still hard to look at Adam Wainwright's name and not think he can when he needs to pull out a good game here or there. Jack Flaherty, is going to be their ride or die. But Goldschmidt,
yep.
I think he's still a quality player. But Arenado, I think, is a huge X factor. I just can't put enough. I don't mean to put it all on him, but they're gonna live or die with him. I think the Cubs are a slightly above 500 team, but I don't really see a lot coming out of this division. I'll be honest with you. It's going to be the Cardinals, maybe getting mid. I could say maybe around like a 90 win team, but anybody else going close to over 500 is just the mirage.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's the worst division in baseball, honestly.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm not looking at a team getting to 90 wins in this division. Eric, I mean, who do you like in the NL Central? I mean, we're all kind of in that same vein that this is one of the weaker divisions. So who do you like? And who, I know you'll opine about Arenado, so let us have it. Come on.
Well, this – It's going to come down to the Brewers, the Reds, the Cardinals, or the Cubs. And each team has a fighting chance. You know what I mean? I like the Brewers have a really good young lineup with, you know, they got Christian Yelich, obviously, but Keston Hura, he just keeps getting better and better each year. Orlando Arcia, they got a good young team here. And they, you know, brought in Colton Wong. He's a quality second baseman. So I like their lineup. They got a solid bench. Brandon Woodruff, Brett Anderson are pretty much their only two quality pitchers in my eyes. Freddie Peralta, he's all right, but he's gotten old. So Arenado is definitely going to be the X factor for the Cardinals, folks. They're going to live and die by Flattery. Like you said, Wainwright's still good. They brought in Carlos Martinez. So, you know, they have a good they have the better offensive lineup, too. You know, just when you have Goldsmith and Arenado in the same lineup, that's a problem. Arenado, in my eyes, is going to be, you know, the leading candidate, one of them, for NL MVP. So that's huge. But I also like the Reds. Yeah, they did lose Trevor Bauer, but they still got Castillo, some good quality young pitchers here in their lineup. Joey Votto, Eugenio Suarez, Nick Castellanos, Mike Moustakas, Nick Senzel, especially if they can get some more production out of him, and Jonathan India, who is going to be the starting second baseman, one of their top prospects, getting the call this year. The Reds have a very interesting lineup right now. So it's, you know, Castillo, Tyler Mayle, Michael Lorenzen, the big 6'7" dude, they got a pretty good a chance against the Cardinals. But I think it's going to come down between the Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals for getting into the playoffs. So the Reds made the playoffs on the shortened season. They got ousted first round. But, yeah, I see this division going down to the wire. The Pirates are the only ones that don't have the fighting chance, you know. But the Cubs, too, you can't count them out. Javier Baez, Anthony Rizzo, they got a good team, too. So, but, yeah, I'm really looking at it coming down to the Cardinals and the Reds with the other teams having the chance for sure.
You know, yeah, I just don't know if the Cubs have enough pitching. Go ahead, Dave.
No, I was going to say, you know, one thing that the Cubs, Cardinals, Reds, and Brewers all have a big advantage of over the rest of the league is they all get to play the Pirates all year.
Exactly. So that's a 20-game push right there that will bump you up. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a tight division all year, and I think that team that really finds that pitching is going to really kind of push their way to the top. I mean, listen, don't discount what the Brewers did in getting Jackie Bradley Jr. I think that's a huge get for them to replace Braun that, you know, left the team this year. So I wouldn't discount the Brewers, but I like Cincinnati. Their top two, I think, they have the best top two pitchers in this division in Sonny Gray, which pains me to say because he was nothing but a bust in New York. But he's pitched very well in Cincinnati. And Luis Castillo, who I'm surprised is still in Cincinnati. I thought he was going to get traded. I thought the Yankees could get him. He's still there. And, you know, if they had Bauer, I would push the Reds to the top. But without those two, I think they'll be battling it out. And I agree with you guys. I like what St. Louis did. They have the best two-hitter combination, I think, in the division, arguably, in Arenado and Goldschmidt. If Goldschmidt gets back to his MVP level and Arenado bounces back from what he had last year in a shortened season, I like the Cardinals in this division. So I'll move away from that. So, listen, to me, I think the best division in baseball is the one we're about to get into right now in the NL East. I mean, you know, from 1 to 5, I don't see a weak team in this division. I think a team is going to get beat up because they have to play each other all the time. But if you look at each team objectively, each team can possibly get hot and win this division. I love the NL East. So I'll start with you, Eric, in the NL East. We got the Braves defending division champs, who look like they're just primed to take that next leap. The Mets made a lot of offseason moves, made a big splash. The Nationals, don't forget about them with Soto and company. You know, who do you like in the NL East to come out of here, and who's going to be fighting to not be at the bottom because I love this division.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct on that. It's anybody's guess. The Mets getting Francisco Lindor, that boosted them huge, you know. It's Jacob DeGrom, you know, he's their shutdown, lockdown guy. I don't know, man. And the Miami Marlins, no one can count them out. They got a great young team.
Right.
The Atlanta Braves, defending champs. You got the Phillies. They kind of had an off year last year, so we'll see what happens there. And, you know, the Washington Nationals, they got Max Scherzer. He's a lockdown guy, their ace. It's hard to say. Yeah, I don't know, man. If I had to pick one, I'm probably going with the New York Mets, just with that addition of Lindor. I think that's going to push them over the top. They got great pitching, too. So I think the Mets are going to take that division. It's going to be close. But, who's going to come in last? If I had to bet, I'd say the Philadelphia Phillies, just because mm-hmm. the Miami Marlins are an up-and-coming team. And the Atlanta Braves, another NL MVP candidate in my eyes, Ronald Acuna Jr. So, it's going to be fun to watch because, like you said, Villain, this is probably the most exciting division in all of baseball.
Yeah, I absolutely love Acuna Jr. I mean, that guy, I can watch him play all day. Dave, I'll come to you. The NL East to me is loaded. A lot of good teams made some moves. I love what the Nationals did in the offseason. Who do you like in this division? Who do you think is going to be the cream of the crop at the end of the season?
Well, I mean, this is about as fun as it gets, right? I think they're all good teams. If there's any one of those teams you can see getting hot. I mean, Miami doing what they did last year was just a blast. A very low pressure situation, but coming out on top. I really love what the Mets have done and what Atlanta's done. It's going to be one of those two. I think Philly's done enough to get hot at the right time, but I just don't think they'll be able to catch what Atlanta and the Mets have done. It's hard for me to pick one of the two, but, you know, if I had to, I got to go with the hot pitching of DeGrom, and let's see what Syndergaard can do. You know, when he's full go, and, you know, I think towards the latter parts of the season, you really get an idea of how good he is, and that's why it's hard for me to just say it's a stone-cold lock that it's the Mets. But, you know, the Braves, they've got just hitters that I love. I think Ozuna he's the guy. I'm in a fantasy keeper league, and I took that dude first overall. Mm-hmm. Obviously everybody had their other players, but I believe in him that much. He's about 30, and that's a pretty crazy thing to do with a guy at that age. But I think that just proves they've got the young, they've got the old, something I really harp on with all teams. So we'll see. It's going to be the Mets or the Braves. Not to write off
two games away.
Washington's a good team.
Yeah. I like Washington, too. I mean, Braves are two games away from beating the Dodgers and probably could have taken that series. I love that team. I like what they're doing. TP, I'll come to you next. I mean, in the NL East, I mean, it's stacked, and there's a lot of good teams out there. Who do you like, bro?
Ha, 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 ha. You said they were the strongest team in baseball. That is hilarious. Hilarious. Okay, but this is a cool thing to talk about. I like to discuss it. I think Atlanta could be one of the forefront leaders. The Mets are in the discussion right now, and I've seen the money that Lindor turned down, and Cohen.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stanford, too. Cohen was trying to make it look like he was the victim. So I wonder if this plays a role in the season to either amp them up and use it as a driving charge or be something that lingers. So I am worried about the Mets because the Mets could end up Metting at the end of the day. And Miami, we have to wait and see what the Marlins end up turning out to be because they're, a hit or miss. I feel like Washington may have stepped down a little bit from their championship run. I don't see them being as potent as they were with them losing a couple of pieces too. So all in all, I really feel like this is Atlanta. If the Mets can show me that they're about something, I don't feel like the Phillies are strong at all to be considered top to bottom. that these guys are interested in division. We'll get into it later when we discuss it, but I think this is more or less a brave situation with the bats that they have and the Mets, what they change within this upcoming season too. So the Mets could be a threat, but I want to see them after May, because you know the Mets start off hot, and then May comes around, and then all of the Mets fans just don't watch baseball anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it could go really well, or it can go really bad. So,
wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry. Did you really just go John Rocker on us? Is it, the Mets fans are done, and they put on their Yankee gear?
Something like that, bro. Something like that. It's something like that. Ask Barry. He knows about that all too well.
Yeah, always gonna keep. I knew it was coming at some point. Everybody knows that my father and my grandfather are Mets fans.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the villain will get out in front of it. If the villain's not afraid to admit the fact that his parents brought him up a Mets fan, but he rebelled. He saw the light when he was 8, 9 years old, and he converted to a Yankee
fan. I want you to know that he has a little blue and orange in him. Believe me, and it's not Syracuse, and it's the Knicks too. He has is blue and orange in him. He's already there. The Knicks are there, so he might get to the Knicks.
We're not going to dilute this show with that kind of blasphemous talk. All right, we're gonna Nate. Can you please bring sanity back to this? You know, Nate, tell me who you like in the NL East.
Well, I don't know how much sanity it's going to add, because I'm actually kind of in line with what CT was just saying. I think it's the Braves, and I don't see anybody else actually particularly close. I think the Mets will push early, but at the end of the day, they're going to be the Mets, and they're going to find a way to fall out of it. I think the bloom is very much off the Nationals' rose. Now, whether that's, my personal prejudices coming through, being an Oriole fan and just loving when the other half of that market fails miserably, who knows? Probably a little bit of that. But outside of Scherzer, I just see nothing that really overly excites me in Washington. Same thing with Philadelphia. Last year, the Phillies just had no bullpen, and they did nothing to make it any better. The Phillies they're the Phillies. And the Marlins, I think the Marlins are a young, exciting team, but the problem is that they're a young, exciting team. I think they were really, really bad in 2019. They made a push and surprise some people with how much they improved in the shortened 2020 season. I think they're going to be one of the exciting teams to watch this year because of all the young talent that they're going to bring up and they're going to put in the major leagues. But I don't know that a lot of them are yet major league ready. I think the Marlins are more of a 2022, 2023 team than they are a 2020 team. I do love that they're keeping both of their Rule 5 picks, including Zach Pop, who they took off of my Orioles roster. And I will give the Mets one thing. I love the Taijuan Walker signing. I think that's going to be sneaky good for the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I like what the Mets did. But there's that thing that they could be really good or they can be really bad, to TP's point. I think you're betting on Syndergaard getting back. If he's back to where he's supposed to be, look out. If he's where he always is, hurt and not available, the best ability is availability, accountability. If he's not there, it could fall apart. Stroman is another guy. If he's back to where he's supposed to be a couple years ago in Toronto, look out. If he struggles like he kind of did after the Mets traded for him, it could fall apart really bad. Carlos Carrasco is already hurt. I don't think he's going to start the season. So, the Mets pitching staff always looks good, but it always suffers through injuries. So that could be a net undoing. But I like the lineup. I like what they did adding James McCann. I love, obviously, Lindor. I think, having Nemo and company and Alfonso back in the lineup a little bit farther, giving them a little bit of breathing room, it's a dangerous lineup. But I love the Braves. I love what they did. They have the best top three pitchers in Sorkia, Fried, and Anderson. I love those guys at the top of their rotation. It reminds me of the old days of Maddux, Glavine, and Smoltz. I mean, this team has got and they got bats, they got pitching. They're the team to me to beat in this division, and it can. I think the other guys. I think the Nationals need to catch fire with Schwarber or catch fire with Lester. Or the Phillies have to get some bullpen help, or, the Mets have to stay healthy, or the Marlins have to, the young talent has to develop. The Braves, they're there. They're ready to compete. So I agree with the consensus there. So, I mean, that's the NL.
It's
so
the
1990s
where everything is old is new again.
Exactly. So let's move over to the AL. Let's start with the AL West and get that out of the way. I think – one of the weaker divisions out there. Oakland, took the crown last year. Houston, after their cheating scandal, got off to a really bad start, started to kind of pull it together and made a run, got into the playoffs and actually upset the Athletics. And then you got the best player in baseball that nobody ever sees play. It breaks my heart, and Mike Trout in L.A. Can they get over the hump? So I'll start with you, Eric. In the AL West, who do you like out there, and what team do you think is going to take this division?
I like the Angels. Shohei Ohtani has had an amazing spring. He had a great, we didn't know if this guy would ever pitch again, and he's came out there and proven everybody wrong. And this guy is a great hitter, too. So him and Mike Trout together are going to be huge. And then if Anthony Rendon can return to his former self, they did pick up some quality pitching pieces. Still didn't – that's the only thing the Angels are lacking, really, is a pitching squad. If they had quality pitching, this team could contend for a World Series. But they have one of the bottom-of-the-barrel pitching staffs in all of baseball, and that's the problem. They put up 10 runs, they give up 12, and so on and so forth. So Oakland's going to be right up there, but I think the Angels are going to take this division if Shohei Ohtani is able to remain healthy and pitch the way he has during the spring. And, he's the only player since Babe Ruth that was a pitcher and a hitter at the same time. So it's going to be interesting to see. But he's looked amazing thus far in the spring.
Yeah, let's hope he can stay healthy. I think that's his only problem. He's never available. He's never there. Dave, yep. I'll come to you. AL West, who do you like out there? Do you like the Angels, or do you have another team that's in your dark horse to take this division?
I don't like the Angels. Pitching's very important. I completely subscribe to the – if the Angels score 10, they give up 12. How much are you going to ask from Mike Trout? And I'm starting to look at another team that I don't expect anybody to mention when we talk about this division, but the Rangers. And it scarily reminds me of A-Rod and how they had the best player in baseball, and he was in last place for so long. And Albert Pujols is just, I hate to say it, he's just – a little too old to really contribute as much as they need him, and he's only going to be older. I don't want to do it, but there's something about Houston. They have good pitching. They have good hitting. They're well-rounded. I mean, you've still got, Alex Bregman out there. I mean, no Springer is a big, big loss, but I don't know. They just seem like one of those teams that always is there. You see it in every sport where there are franchises that manage to produce well. They just hit when you need to. I think, if they can get something out of a guy like a T'Juan Walker or really the young pitchers that they have, I don't know, though. I just think Houston's gonna win it. Seattle's not going to be able to pull much out. Oakland was a nice season for them. I just see them taking a step back. And like I said, I mean, Seattle's got, when I look at their pitching, they just don't – I don't think they'll have it.
Yeah, I just don't –
It just
like
kills me,
how
to,
much
it just kills me to root for Houston.
Yeah, no, you don't have to root for them. You're just picking them to win it. Let's keep it real. Listen, I don't like what the A's lost. this off season. That kind of bothers me. So I agree with you there, Nate. I'll come to you. AL West. Who do you like out there? Who do you think is going to take the division?
I think Houston takes the division. They, you know, enough of their roster is still around from when they were really good. Like you alluded to, they came on at the end of the year, got into the playoffs, upset some people, made a little bit of a run. I think with a full 162, they're just the better, deeper roster. The Angels are intriguing to me. I think that they will finish second, although I wanted to touch on something. You guys keep talking about how the Angels have no pitching. I don't know how we can say that. I mean, they have Dylan Bundy and Alex Cobb. They're recreating these glory pitching stats of the Baltimore Orioles. How are we going to knock on that, guys? Come on. Can't hate on that stat. In all seriousness, Dylan Bundy looks good. Alex Cobb is terrible. Jose Quintana, I expect big things out of. I think with Shohei Ohtani, if he pitches like the 1-2, and then you can slot Quintana in as the other 1-2. Quintana has always struck me as a guy that's better as the number two rather than when he's being relied on as the ace. He showed that several years ago with the White Sox. He was really good in that role. Not so good with the Cubs, but you can kind of ignore that little blip. The A's, I think they lost too much, and I think they're back. They're going to be back to just kind of running on their shoestring budget a little bit. I think they fall back to the pack. The Mariners are going to be an interesting team. You look at the roster top to bottom, and there's nothing that really jumps out at you, except that a lot of them, they're another team like the Marlins. They're really young, and it's going to depend on whether or not they decide to bring their guys up to the majors and let them play or not. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. Their GM former front office guy kind of gotten a little bit of hot water by basically admitting that they were manipulating service time. So if they decide to not do that, there could be some prospects that actually do show out. Maybe the Mariners end this playoff drought, although probably not. And then the Rangers, I think the only way that the Rangers are going to make a push in this division is if they give everybody else in the division COVID when they come in and allow all 100% capacity fans into the stadium.
There's no shot for Texas. I mean, it pains me to say that. Seattle has a lot of young talent. Kyle Lewis looks really good. Crawford and White, Trammell, they got some young guys, but I think they're just too young. So, TP, I'll come to you. Who do you like in the AL West? Who do you think is going to take the division by storm?
Intriguing enough, I think Houston's going to be in the discussion. Oakland has always been a bad offensive-heavy team that you got to worry about. Seattle feel like they made some moves last year, especially coming into this season, that'll make them interesting. The Angels are my concern because I'm not going to lie. I don't really have favorites around the league, but Mike Trout is probably one of my favorite players in the league. And it's terrible to watch the Angels play and they not win, but he's doing gaudy stuff. He's winning MVPs. He's one of the best defenders. He's an all-star. And it's like, what else is there with him? And this is the year that they can do it. But health is everything. If these guys are not on the field, I don't know. And I'm really worried about Ohtani. Like, yeah, he can pitch and he can bat, but he could end up burning himself out. And he's trying to already come back after an injury from last season. So it's like they have to watch this extra carefully on how they do this. And, you know, the question that was lingering about Pujols being there too, I mean, he's an available bat, but he's not his old self. And those lingering contracts where they load him up and put a lot of money in the players, you know, for 10 to 12 years and, you know, something happens or they work for the first 4 years or so. So I want the Angels to put it together as much as I want to see Trout at least get to a postseason. Like, I can't even think of a postseason with him in it, you know. And they have to watch Ohtani. As much as he's a good bat, he's a potential pitcher, but they have to watch him. I really think the Angels can win this division, but it's a concern for me. It really is a concern.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Oakland lost too much. I think, Semien is a big loss. Trish Davis is a big loss for them. I like bringing in some of the guys like Rosenthal and Moreland, But I don't think it's enough. I think the Angels did some good things in the offseason. Like, Jose Iglesias at shortstop is a really good get for them. Quintana, that Nate brought up, I like him. Alex Cobb as well. I really wish they really put their chips in the middle for Bauer. If they had got Bauer, then they take this division. But they didn't do it. So now they got to fight their way to get through this division and get through a Houston Astros team that, in my opinion, even though they lost Springer and Reddick, they still got Otuve, they got Bregman, they got Correa, they got Alvarez, and, you know, Kyle Tucker looked really good last year in a short season. And Dusty Baker, I think, is the best manager in this division. So it's going to be tough for the Halos to get past Houston, but if anybody can, I think it's them. So, yeah, that's my take on it. So let's move really quickly to the AL Central T-Piece division. We got some solid teams out here. But, you know, to me, it's top-heavy. TP, I'll come right back to you since this is your cup of tea. Who do you like in the AL Central to come out of this division?
Now, that's what you're talking, the best division in baseball. You said it's top-heavy. But riddle me this. In the last 15 years, all of those teams have been to a World Series and winning at least, what, I think three of them, right? I think it's three. The world's got two. It's something like that. And the Twins are the only team that
can we not talk about the 2014 World Series?
He said, can we not talk about the 2014 World Series?
I'm just saying. Is it true or no? I mean, he's got before. You got guys like Kluber pitching. If you got bats all over the place, you had a team that hit 300 home runs. Like this is an incredible division. I just don't know. Like, but you got people saying the AL East. I mean, hey, I see it, you know. But this is a very tough situation as a division to pick on, you know, piece by piece. Cleveland has an interest in office. The White Sox, they suffered an injury with Jimenez. He's out for the next six months. Detroit, and like half of my heart is with the Tigers because they got Gardy, but Gardy left, and they end up picking CJ up. So CJ's there. They got a lot of Twins there. And I'm mad that the Indians were able to get Eddie Rosario, so I'm going to be watching what Eddie could do too. The Royals are actually trying to turn their thing around after being down for a couple years, but you got to worry about the Royals because they actually have, you know, presence. And, of course, like my bias is with the Twins, like one of the better offenses in the league. And the only thing they need is pitching. So the pitching that they were able to bring in, hopefully this could turn things around. We had to get an old Yankee. I'm not even happy with getting an old Yankee in J.A., but hopefully this could pan out into something. That's the only thing the Twins, they drag their feet on the pitching. If they could just get pitching to, you know, accommodate, starting pitching, because the bullpen has been great to help us out through the years. But, like, the starting pitching has to be phenomenal too. But top to bottom, 1 through 5 in the AL Central, I can't see anybody better. But I think it's up for grabs. At least, and just like Barry said, through the top-heavy part of the division, I think it's up for grabs. I think it's more or less a Cleveland White. Well, it depends on what Jimenez's hole will be, like who's going to fill the gap and left for him. But it's Cleveland or the White Sox or Minnesota. But Detroit and Kansas City, you can't overpass them either.
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting division, but anytime you have the Tigers in there, I can't call it the best division. I'm sorry. But it is top-heavy. I like the teams at the top. Nate, I'll come right back to you quickly. Who do you like in the AL Central with the White Sox and the Indians and the Twins that TP threw out there?
I hate to admit this because I live on the north side of the city, but I think the White Sox, I love what they did in the offseason to supplement what they've been building as a core for a long time. I think they break through. They win this division. I really like what the Twins did in the offseason, bringing back Nelly Cruz. Jay Happ is neither here nor there. Alex Colome is a sneaky good pitching signing for the Twins. I expect big things out of him. And the Twins also added probably the second best middle infielder in Andrelton Simmons. The only guy any better is Javi Baez, and that's not up for discussion. I think it's the White Sox and the Twins that battle it out. Cleveland, you know, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. They didn't do anything to get better, so they got worse. Kansas City is going to be exciting because we're going to get to see a lot of young talent. Detroit is awful. They're bad, and they're not getting any better anytime soon. They might push the Pirates for the worst team in baseball.
Yeah, I feel bad, for Detroit, the D. I don't know. I can't get it right. And I agree with you. Losing Eddie Azario is a big loss, but supplementing him with Simmons, if he gets back to where he's supposed to be, that's a good get for the Twins to, lose a really good player and then replace him with a good player. So it's kind of a flip. Dave, who do you like in the AL Central?
I look at the AL Central, and I agree, it's top-heavy, but I look at two teams, like most of us. I look at Minnesota and Chicago, and I'm leaning towards Minnesota, I'll be honest with you, and it's really that rotation that solidifies it. It's a combination of the rotation and just things not breaking the White Sox way. The Jimenez injury was it's crushing. The timing of it is terrible. I mean, there's never a good time for that, but you're going to lose him for the heart of the season when you need him. I think they put a lot of equity into getting a guy like Yoan Moncada, and that's starting to finally catch up to them. Because the youth isn't quite as good on the team. But I look at Minnesota, who I really think is going to come out of there, and you've got a very good, front end of that rotation with Kenta Maeda, Berrios. And look, not great names in the past, but they're solid names, Pineda, Happ, and Shoemaker. I truly believe that they'll be able to just they don't need to go out there and even be above 500. I mean, how many great teams do you see have, some of their 3, 4, 5 starters not be studs? They just need to go out there, eat up innings, give their, hitters an opportunity. But really that front end of that rotation, if it clicks, it's going to be the Twins.
Yeah, I mean, just pound the strike zone and throw strikes and eat up innings. I think if you can get that from Pineda, Happ, and Shoemaker, then the Twins should be just fine. Eric, I'll come to you. Who do you like in the AL Central?
I like the White Sox here. La Russa's back in the dugout with this great young team. Even though they lost Eloy Jimenez, they still got Tim Anderson, Adam Eaton, Yasmani Grandel, Jose Abreu, Yoan Moncada, a nice young good up-and-comer that should have a breakout year this year is Luis Robert, Nick Madrigal, and then their pitching staff is what intrigues me. Lucas Giolito, Dallas Keuchel, Lance Lynn, Dylan Cease, and Carlos Rodon. All these guys are really good pitchers, and three of the names that I mentioned, maybe even four, Lucas Giolito, Keuchel, Lynn, and Cease could be an ace on any team. So this team's just loaded with talent, and now they got a very good experienced World Series championship coach there. So, the Twins, I like what they're doing too, but I think the White Sox are just they're stacked from top to bottom pitching, and they got depth on their offense. So I look for the Chicago White Sox to run away with this division.
Go ahead, Nate. I actually want to add a caveat. The only thing that I think that could keep the White Sox from winning this division will be Tony La Russa becoming too big of a distraction to the team with all of his off-the-field stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to kind of touch on that, but, that's a great point. So we'll see how that affects the team. I mean, listen, I like the Indians, but – every year they've lost players or traded players away. Eventually, I think it's going to catch up to them. They still got enough talent there with Ramirez and company to win to make a really good push. But I look at the top. I look at the White Sox. I look at the Twins, and I'm saying these two teams, are going to battle it out. I would have given it to the White Sox, but losing Jimenez kind of takes them a peg down. Just a tad. I think the Twins, off of a couple years ago, record-setting home runs, I like what they have. They should be able to hit some home runs and take this division. So, it's going to be a fun division. I think it's going to be top-heavy and see who takes it. Now on to the last division. We got to go into extra innings. Thanks, Dave, for correcting me. I was going to say overtime. It's extra innings in baseball. So we got to go a little bit of extra, talk about the AL East, and then get some award votes out there. So, Dave, I'll come right back to you first. In the AL East, obviously Yankees, Rays, who went to the World Series last year, came a couple games, but and knocking off the Dodgers. I almost lost myself. But, you know, they are who they are. The Red Sox and company, the Orioles, let's do a postmortem at the beginning of the season for the Orioles. Get that out of the way. Dave, who do you like?
Oh, boy.
Who do
you like? Nice. Don't forget, we got Nate here, too.
I know, exactly.
But, I mean, you know, if the Yankees can stay healthy, they'll be unbelievable. I think they'll approach 100 wins, no problem. If they don't stay healthy, they should still win the division. If we've learned nothing else, it's that they just managed to stat their way. Keeping LeMahieu, I think, was huge. He's one of those guys that seems like he'll age gracefully, as opposed to, you know, your other folks in the MLB, like, say, a Stanton, who I just don't think will age well. But Stanton, you know, he's still young enough right now that he'll contribute. But honestly, you know, yes, the Yankees are going to win the division, but it's the Blue Jays that really, I think, are the most exciting young team in baseball. That's maybe not the Braves. It's between those two, but I look at Bichette, I look at Vlad Jr. Those two guys are just true spark plugs. I think looking and seeing what a guy like Springer can do, I cannot get enough of what the Blue Jays are doing, how they're doing it. It's a really exciting team. It's very interesting to see how they'll handle being a team from outside of the country. And I know sometimes those protocols can weigh on teams. I remember, you know, going back to when the Toronto Raptors were in their title chase. One of the things that came up a lot was just what a grueling process it was dealing with customs. And it's more so this year. And it's one of those little things that I think could hurt the Blue Jays down the stretch. But they're very exciting. Red Sox, I just don't think they're there yet. And Tampa, you know, like I said about the Astros earlier, they're just one of those teams where they have a winning DNA. It doesn't even seem to matter who the manager is. Whoever's running their scouting department or their data and analytics department, I don't know what the static part of that franchise is, but whatever they're doing, they're going to be there towards the end. It's going to probably finish the Yankees, and then I think the Blue Jays will finish second with Tampa coming in third.
Yeah, I mean, I love Tampa Bay. I love their analytics, but analytics should have told them to keep Snell in game six. I'm sorry. I mean, that you take him out in the fifth, sixth inning when he was cruising. Analytics out the door. That'll win you a World Series. So, you know, whatever. But I agree with you. TP, I'll come right back to you. Who do you like in the AL East to come out on top? As there's some teams on top that are really intriguing.
I feel bad doing this, but it's like until somebody really steps up and takes a handle of the division, the Yankees are going to run with it with all of the bats that they have. But Toronto looks good for what they've been able to do. Hopefully Baltimore can get in this discussion. Boston, now that they get some of the pieces back. But, if Tampa can make this interesting, especially the run that they went on, but they fell apart in the World Series. I really wanted them to actually, you know, steal the show from the Dodgers, but the Dodgers just had too much power with Cody and company, and Mookie and traded over there at the right time. It just helped the Dodgers do it. But I really feel like this is the Yankees division until somebody can prove that they can eclipse the empire. Like, prove me wrong. I'm going to say the Yankees, but the entire division, from the Orioles to the Red Sox to the Blue Jays to the Rays, steal it back from the Yankees, because the Yankees got too much power. They got a lot of offense. They still have their question marks in that rotation, but I still feel like they're the power of the AL East.
I mean, you can wish upon the star, but it ain't gonna happen. I mean, you can
I got you on air, on record saying Twins too. So just just before you started the show talking junk, but you came to the end of the show and said twins.
I'm not a hater, TP. I'm the villain.
Yes,
that's
you are.
You said
you're lying because you said you were a hater before on air before.
Twins. What do I hate about the Twins? Beat you every time in the World Series. When's the last time you won a game against us?
You said you're not a hater. Have you ever said you were a hater on here, yes or no?
No, of course I'm a hater, but I don't hate the Twins.
Okay, so and everybody here just heard you say you're not a hater, so who's up here lying? Hold on.
No, it's like Twinkle Toes, you're breaking my heart. You can't mess with me. Go play somewhere. I'm busy. They can't mess with the Yankees. You know, go away. Stop pulling on my cape.
In the words of Wyclef, I'll see you in November.
I'll see you at the stadium. We going to the stadium. I'm gonna get my shots, and we're gonna go. So, don't worry about it. Nate, give me your AL East. What do you like out there in the AL East? I agree with TP. You know, it's the Yankees' division to win.
Nate's view from the basement.
Okay. Well, first of all, I hate the Pirates for giving Jameson Taillon to the Yankees for nothing more than a song and dance. So for that, they will forever be punished.
Right.
But, you know, when you can roll out a rotation of Gerrit Cole, Corey Kluber, Jameson Taillon, and I'm obviously forgetting multiple people here. It's just not, it's not fair. Oh,
we're getting Jordan Montgomery back at some point too.
Yeah, right. So on paper, there's no reason for the Yankees to not win this division. To touch on something we mentioned earlier with the Braves, and, the Braves look like the 1990s Braves and everything old is new again. That's kind of what the Blue Jays look to be going with, since they just are going to sign anybody to a contract whose dad played Major League Baseball at this point, between Biggio, Bichette, Vlad Guerrero Jr. But it's working for them. And Dave, you kind of touched on the idea of, having to cross that border, but they're not going to have to do that until, I think, May, because they're going to open the year down in Florida, and then they have to figure out whether they're going to play in Buffalo or if they'll be able to get back across the border. So, they can get out to a hot start and then kind of hang in it for a while. I do like what the Blue Jays have done. Tampa's either going to push for 90 wins and be in the playoff conversation, and they're going to run with the Jays and the Yankees, or they're going to be a 500 team. Because losing Snell, big hit, and I just generally am not impressed by them. They just always annoyingly seem to find a way to make it work. But now here's the one element where my homerism is going to come into play. Your fourth place team is going to be the Baltimore Orioles. The Red Sox are terrible. They're going to be in the tank. They're going to be in the basement in fifth place by at least 5 games. The Orioles.
Boy, that is some confidence.
Yeah. Moving them way up the ladder.
The Orioles, you're going to see a strong showing out of big lefty opening day starter John Means. For you Met fans out there, you're going to see Matt Harvey coming in as their number two starter. That has been confirmed. And then they're going to show out a couple of their young prospect arms that are finally going to get a chance to stay long-term. And Dean Kramer, who they got from the Dodgers in the Manny Machado trade, and Brady Aiken, who has shown promise. His spring wasn't the best, but he looked good in flashes last year. And then around June or July, you're going to see the second coming of Joe Mauer, in the person of Adley Rutschman getting his major league debut. And he will carry the Orioles to a strong and confident fourth place finish with 70 wins. The Red Sox had a strong offense last year, although I don't understand why. J.D. Martinez is old. Nobody else in that lineup really impresses me. I know that we can talk statistics and I'll be shown to be a fool. I don't see it duplicating, and they couldn't keep a little league team from scoring about 6 runs a game. The Red Sox will not finish anywhere near 500. They might lose 100 games.
Wow. I don't see that. Go ahead, Dave, and I'll follow up.
Nate, who's okay? I'll give you a layup. Who's the number one starter for the Orioles?
John Means.
Okay, now who's the number two?
Matt Harvey.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was my point.
Oh boy.
Anyway, Barry, back to you.
Thank you for that. Matt Harvey, who's still somehow in the league after, you know, I don't know what happened after New York. Drugs and cocaine.
Hey, he spent three days at an analytics camp learning how to use his changeup, apparently, and it made enough of an impression in spring training to Brandon.
Nate, you're talking to two data analysts. We can break down a spreadsheet. We know what we're seeing.
Yeah.
I
exactly.
Don't feel
we know what works. Try not having your arm fall off. Yeah, listen, I'm not buying that. The Red Sox are not a bad team. They're not as bad as Nate is painting. He was doing so well today, and then he just trashed the Red Sox. And listen, I'm the biggest Red Sox hater. If, TP, you want to talk about a team I hate the Red Sox. And all my buddies up in New England, shout out to all my buddies at college. I hate your team. I hate them. I hate your guts. But listen, I can't say that this team is that bad. Listen, Rodriguez and Richards, Garrett Richards is a nice get. Nate Rivaldi, if those guys can kind of stay healthy, they still got Xander Bogaerts. They still got JD Martinez. If he remembers, he's JD Martinez. That would be nice. Trading away Benintendi and Bradley, watching him go kind of hurts. But I'm looking at this team. They still got Devers. They still got, like I said, they still got JD Martinez. This is a team I think that can get some, they can get some length out of it and make, they can hit enough to be annoying. But the top of this division, obviously, is the Yankees. Eric, did I give you a shot? Did you go?
I agree with everybody. It's the Yankees division to lose, but the Toronto Blue Jays, you know, the addition of George Springer, Bo Bichette, Seaman, Hernandez, Guerrero Jr., Gavin Biggio, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Rowdy Tellez, and Danny Jensen. These guys are stacked. Their whole starting lineup is really good, and they got some good young pitching. They got Hyun-Jin Ryu, Tanner Roark, who's you know, starting to come into his own. I look for Ross Stripling to have a breakout year. It's if the Blue Jays get hot and the Yankees suffer from the injury bug like they have the past few seasons, I think the Toronto Blue Jays will end up winning this division. So it's definitely a two-way race between them and the Yankees. I don't see the Orioles or the Red Sox contending. Can't forget the Tampa Bay Rays, though. They're going to be right up there. So it's going to be an interesting division. This is another division that is pretty tough, so minus the Red Sox and the Orioles.
I agree with you. I love the Blue Jays. I think their offense is going to be one of the best in baseball. I just don't know if they did enough in the pitching department to get over that hump. You know, Steven Matz, you know he's got something. You know he's got flashes, but the Mets would list like, we're tired of waiting. They traded him away. Hopefully he can find his way in Toronto. I just don't – listen, George Springer and Marcus Stedman are great gets into an already good lineup that makes them a really good lineup. So they're going to slug you 12-11. I totally agree with that, but is it enough to win this division over 162 games? We'll see. Toronto, I mean, God, why can't they keep their players? Why – I mean, listen, I love Glasnow. I love Yarbrough. But watching Snell and Morton go, it just boggles my mind. So – I mean, and trading Snell away, too. I mean, not only did you take him out of the last game he pitched for you, then you trade him away. I mean, what are we doing? But they got a rookie in the year in Randy Arozarena that this guy, I mean, I think he's still hitting home runs in the postseason. This guy is amazing. So I like the Rays, too. But listen, it's the Yankees. On paper, they're the best team in this division. If Talon and Kluber pitch anywhere near what we think they can, this is a great pitching staff. They have one of the better bullpens. Even losing Masahiro Tanaka to Japan, watching Paxton go and J-Hap going to Minnesota, they still got enough in that starting bullpen and the starting rotation and the bullpen
to really make hay. They're not going to be healthy the whole year. We already know that. Judge is going to get hurt. Stanton's going to get hurt. Voit is already hurt, so they got Bruce there. But can these guys, I mean, you know, Hicks is going to be hurt too, but can they do enough to stay healthy throughout the year with enough guys to get over that hump? And is Sanchez ever going to hit a fastball, for crying out loud? If he hits, this team is better. So I like the Yankees.
He's going
to
hit.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Gary Sanchez will have at least 30 home runs because you still played the Orioles 16 times, and he loves to hit home runs in Camden Yards.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Everybody wants to hit it. I want to go hit it.
I think him catching
cold
is a big deal.
I love Camden Yards, too. I went with my wife the first time, and I love it there. So, great stadium. It's just too bad they have to watch the Orioles play half the time.
We were good from 2012 to 2017, okay?
No, they were good. They were good. And then reality struck, and, you know, the clock struck midnight, the pumpkin. You know, the carrots turned back into a pumpkin, and it was back to the same old way. You know, I mean, listen, I'm still bitter at that, you know, the 96 series. What did you say?
Well, I was going to say, as you Yankee fans know all too well, Buck Showalter can only take you so far, and then he's going to run out of gas.
Yeah, and run his team into the ground, to your point. So, yeah, exactly. But, I mean, listen, I like the Yankees in this division. I think I agree with TT. It's theirs to lose. The only way they lose it is if the injuries just ravage this team to a point where they can't catch up to, I think, a Toronto or Rays team that is going to be at the top of the class with them. So that's
what
my thing. So
that would be for the baseball world.
Yeah, it would be. You're absolutely right, because Yankees winning
it would be. The ratings would be
offers.
Terrible.
Exactly. Nobody watches the playoffs when the Yankees aren't in it. You just book that, buddy. Okay? So, you know, that's box office right there. So, you know, I'm going to go
baseball,
around.
You're rooting for the Yankees.
You should be. You should be. I mean, let's be honest here. shout out to TP. You know, let's go back to the NL. Let's start there. I want to get everybody's teams that's going to make the playoffs. So we got your division winners. I want to get the wild cards. And who do you have coming out of the NL to go into the World Series? So, Nate, I'll start with you. Who are your playoff teams? Who are your champions, your wild cards, and then who's going to come out of that mess and represent the National League in the World Series?
Okay, so we have the Dodgers winning the West, got the Cardinals in the Central, got the Braves in the East. I'm going to put the Padres in one wild card. And let's see, who do I want in the other wild card? I think I'm going to put the Brewers in the other wild card in the National League, assuming they play with three outfielders, because with Jackie Bradley Jr., Christian Yelich, and Lorenzo Cain, they might just put Cain somewhere in the right field bleachers and just let the other two guys cover all the field. If they do that, it's not going to work. If they actually play with three outfielders, I think they can get that wild card spot over the Cubs. playing it out, I'm going to put the Padres in the World Series from the National League. I think they tipped the Dodgers at the end.
Okay. Dave, who do you got in the National League? Who do you like in the division, wild cards, and coming out as the champ?
I just have to start with the Mets in Atlanta. They're both going to make it in some way, somehow. I really think over the course of a season – I just think St. Louis is going to somehow put it together. They're going to be that, oh, really team. And then the Dodgers are certainly going to make it in. And I guess I got to throw one more wild card in there. I like the Padres. I really think the Padres could actually make the run all the way. But, you know, the Mets are going to really run away with it towards the end of the season. Their starting pitching will come through, and the Mets will represent the National League in the World Series.
Interesting. Metsies. TP Timeless, NL, who do you like getting the divisions and representing the National League in the Fall Classic?
In the West, I am going to go Dodgers repeat. I think they're going to do it again. In the Central, I'm going to go Milwaukee to shake things up. I think the Brewers do something different. And in the East, I am still going to stick with the Braves. The Braves made an impressive run last season. I don't think it just stops after one season with all of the names that they have still there. I think the Braves go back and do their thing. Wild card will be Barry's New York Mets. I think the Mets get in the postseason and make a run at it and do Barry and the Jordan family proud.
Who's the other wild card?
The other wild card would be the Padres. I'm going to go to Padres to get in there.
Okay, and you got the Dodgers going to the World Series.
Yeah, I did. I'm a big Cody Bellinger fan. I can't see that boy fall off. And if him and Mookie put it together again like that, that's hard to stop. That's hard to stop.
Absolutely.
Who are the Dodgers going to beat in the I'm sorry. Who are the Dodgers going to beat in the NL Championship to get into the World Series? Who do you think?
Me or Barry?
You.
Who are the Dodgers? Geesh, that's a tough one. I think they run it up again. Do they go against the Padres right there? I want to see that, man. I would like to see an NLCS just to see them go at it. And the way that the Padres are putting it together, putting up runs like that, and the way that the Dodgers won the World Series, just gunning people down, I think that would be an incredible NLCS. Incredible.
Interesting. I don't think the Dodgers would face the Padres in – I think they would face them in the division because I think the Dodgers would be the best team.
I want to
be the one seed.
But it depends on – I want to see how it would look.
Right.
If not them, Atlanta. If not them, then Atlanta. Atlanta
right.
And
okay.
I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Eric, who do you like in the NL?
The Dodgers, probably. The Dodgers, the Braves, the Mets, the Cardinals, and I'm going to say the Reds are going to get in as a wild card, too. I like the Brewers' call, but I think the NL championship is going to go down to the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers. With the Dodgers winning and going on to another World Series. They're just too loaded. Corey Seager, like we've touched on, he's elevated his game into superstar status. They got Bellinger. Will Smith is another up-and-coming guy. So, and their pitching staff is just what really sticks out to me. So I think the Dodgers, if they stay healthy, they're going to make a run to go back-to-back.
Wow, yeah, interesting. I mean, I like the Dodgers, man. They are loaded. They're a couple years where they should have been winning a couple years ago, but better late than never, right? So I like the Dodgers to take this division. I like the Cardinals just because I think they'll hit enough. I like the Braves to win their division in the East. I like wild cards. I'll just go chalk. I'll go Padres and I'll go Mets. And honestly, to shake it up, at the end, I think the Atlanta Braves will be representing the NL. I like the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. I really do. But I feel like something tells me this Braves team is ready to make a leap. And they were really close to beating a good Dodger team last year, even though they added Bauer. I like the Braves, man. I'm really sold on their pitching staff and Acuna. And I just love those guys. I really like that team. So. Eric, I'll come right back to you. Let's go right back into the American League, the senior circuit, the junior circuit, right? I think, yeah, NL is the senior circuit, AL is the, whatever. Who do you like in the American League division-wise, and then who's going to face? So you got the Dodgers. Who do you think that the Dodgers will face coming out of the American League? I was pointing at Eric. If you're on mute, take yourself off mute.
Yes. All right. I'm going to go with the Yankees and the White Sox in the American League Championship game with the White Sox winning going on to the World Series against the Dodgers.
Wow.
But I got the A's. Yep, absolutely. Yep, the White Sox they're going to be going to the World Series this year. They'll get Eloy back during the tail half of the season, and that'll provide a boost for them. They're already going to be – they already have a good team without him. So, they're going to miss him, but it's not going to be too bad because they have great pitching That's the thing with the White Sox. They have really good pitching, starting and bullpen. So I look for them to be in the World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's interesting. I like that. Dave, who do you like in the American League coming out and facing? So you had the Dodgers as well, right? You had the Dodgers. Who do you like in the American League East? I mean, the American League. Sorry.
I actually had the Mets, but I feel like I'm interchanging the Mets where everybody's putting Atlanta. But coming out of the AL, I mean, it seems so easy to say the Yankees. My heart wants to say the Yankees. I think the Yankees will actually end up beating Minnesota in the ALCS. I just really like that solid rotation. But, you know, as usual, the Yankees will end up beating Minnesota in a big spot, and we're looking at a Subway Series, I guess, based on what I'm predicting.
Interesting. TP Timeless, American League, who you got?
Do you know the Muffin Man? They trying to come after my boys already, man. He trying to take my boys out in the ALCS. You think we going down like that? This the rematch, fool. So, like I said, I think the Yankees are going to win that division in the East. It's so tough in the Central. I do not know which way to go. I think the Angels do win the West. It's about time. Listen, if the Angels don't win the West, somebody go save Mike Trout. Like, please, at 1-800-BLUE-CROSS-RED-CHEER, whatever you need to do, get him out of there. Like, enough is enough. So I go to Angels who win the West. Oh, my God. I got to go with my boys, man. I just really want to see this rotation. I want to see how they come out the game. I'm going to go with my boys to win the division. The two wild cards, I will go Cleveland. It's always a thorn. I got to go with Cleveland. Cleveland is one, and the other will be Toronto. I think Toronto's going to have a stormy season this year. They put a lot of pieces together up there in Canada. ALCS, yeah, I'm going to go with Dave. New York and Minnesota, why not? And you already know how I see it. There's a T and a C on my hat.
Oh, Lord.
I love the loyalty, man.
You got to love it. Pray for him, please. Pray for him. Nate, who do you like in the AL? And if you say Baltimore, I'm starting to show off. I was pointing out I'm the only one that hasn't gone homer.
Yeah, you
my team,
you can't tell
so
him to say what he's supposed
show.
To say. You're rude. Can't tell him what to say.
I'm the only one that has not taken one of my homer teams and said that they were going to win their division or even be in remote playoff contention. I'll point that out right off the top.
You respect. Respect for that. Respect.
I know we're
Orioles fan.
Okay. Division winners. You got Houston in the West, Chicago in the Central, Yankees in the East. One wild card. I'm going to give it to Minnesota out of the Central. I like what the Twins are doing there. And so now, obviously, the big question becomes, do the Mariners do enough to break their drought and get to – no, that's not actually the question. It's going to be Toronto in the second wild card.
Nate got jokes.
Hey, I'm currently rocking my Ken Griffey T-shirt. It's one of my favorite all-time clothing brands. Did a collaboration with Ken Griffey. I'm rocking part of that clothing line. But sorry, Mariners fans. It's going to be at least another year before the core gets there. So I think the AL playoffs are going to be interesting. I like, and TP, don't hate me for this, but I do like the White Sox to get to the World Series. So I've got a Padres-White Sox World Series.
Wow, ratings in the toilet. You can book it. That was a World Series. Oh my God!
I just want to see the White Sox fight through this injury, though. Like Jimenez might be big for them, man. If he was already starting and he already has problems in the field and he's a starter, and he was hacking bad last year. I just want to see how they bounce back from this, but we'll see, man.
Luis Robert is a dark horse MVP candidate this year. Not to mention,
absolutely. I'm gonna get your picks for MVPs really quickly. So I like the Yankees in the East. I like the Twins in the Central. I think they do enough to get past the White Sox, and I'm gonna go with Houston. I think I don't know. I just something tells me the Angels haven't done enough. I think Upton and Pujols bounce back, but I just feel like they're not doing enough to get that division. Wild cards. I'm gonna take I'm going to take the White Sox, and I'm going to take Toronto. I think the Angels just missed out on the playoffs, which is unfortunate. I really want them to get in. I just feel like they're going to come down to the wire, and they're just going to miss out. So, you know, in Toronto, I think their lineup is too potent. I like Minnesota getting the division just so that they don't have to face the Yankees in the division playoffs and get bounced in a sweep. I like the Yankees coming out of the AL and meeting the Dodgers, the Braves in the World Series. Throwback to the 90s. We like the 90s. You know, I'm a 90s baby, so that's what I got. And we'll see. We'll have fun. I'll go around really quickly. Give me your World Series win and give me your MVP and Cy Youngs. Dave, I'll start with you first. Out of your matchup, who wins the World Series this year? Who takes it all? And who are your MVPs in each league and Cy Youngs in each league?
I hate to say it. I actually think the Mets are going to win the World Series over the Yankees. A 1-2 punch is just exactly what you need to do it in the playoffs. DeGrom and Syndergaard will carry them. And I think, you know, DeGrom's going to take the Cy Young again. He's the guy. He'll take the NL. Cole will take the AL. I'm not to be a homer, but looks very New York-y this year. I just do want to give Arozarena a shout out for winning the. He's going to win the Rookie of the Year. I mean, I don't know who else it could even be. But that's my step back view of the way I think the playoffs are going to really shake out.
And who do you got for MVP?
I think, by the way, you're going to see DeGrom as the MVP of the World Series too.
Okay. So you really like the Mets. I think you like that bacon on a stick at Citi Field. I think they really got you hypnotized over there.
Listen, we're cooking,
MVP,
show man.
Though? Yeah, exactly. We're cooking with gas. Who's your MVPs in the East League? And then give me a closeout.
Me?
Do we lose him?
Man.
No, I, Dave.
No.
Speak. Speak into the microphone.
you're just the MVP for the whole for the AL, you know.
Yeah, for each league.
For each league, I'm telling you, it's going to be DeGrom. He's going to have the greatest season of all time this year, and the next year he's going to fall.
Oh, wow.
Don't get me wrong, but I do think he's going to have like a Pedro Martinez, you know, a 99 type season. I just think it's going to happen. He's going to finish. This will be the highlight of his career arc before he comes tumbling down. And he's going to be your Cy Young MVP and World Series MVP. I don't know why, but there's something I like about everything he's done. And in the AL, sorry. No, AL, I think Bregman's actually going to have a breakout season. Not like he, you know, it would be a new guy to do it, but I there's something I think he'll put it all together, and he'll end up carrying that team to a lot better year than they're supposed to.
Bregman, wow. Okay, I'll play your game, you rogue. Give me a closeout. Great first show for you guys. Give me a closeout and any plugs that you want to do for the baseball buffet or anything else you got going.
All I got to say is check in week to week every Thursday. We'll have new, fresh takes. And one thing I'm really looking forward to are the big topics. Like I really think it'll be interesting to hear how everybody became a baseball fan, get thoughts on things like the 98 home run chase. There's just so many things that I have to go over. And the thing I want to tell everybody is that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. And that's my closing statement.
Board. Boy, by far.
Yeah,
by far.
You just won TP over. TP,
make like invite him to a steak dinner. He might be all set.
Steak dinner? I didn't get a steak dinner. What?
You got to go eat a seafood boil and don't even eat seafood. How about that?
I haven't gone back to Hook and Rail.
Okay,
I'm waiting for you.
Did you not go get Saturday?
How about that?
He's telling on himself. I put him onto a place to go get some food. They went without me and said they was gonna go with me, and he's gonna do it again behind my back, people.
No,
the villain.
We drove by it.
Wait,
I wasn't finished.
I wasn't finished. See, look, he cheated like his first grade picture day. I'm telling you, this is what people do to you. This is what they'll do to you. Yo, Nate, whenever you want, we can go to Capitol Grill, man. I got you. You see how Barry, see how he act, right? So shout out to all of the twin love, and I needed to hear that. That's for sure.
Oh, God, twin love. Give me a break. TB, give me your World Series champion, your MVP, your Cy Young to close out. Well, you know what? I'll come to you last. I'll let you close the show because, you know, you're the man. Nate, give me your World Series champ, your MVP, your Cy Young, and give me a plug and close out.
Your World Series champ will be the San Diego Padres, because if the White Sox won the World Series, nobody in Chicago would care. except for the South Side. But, you know.
Great logic.
Ooh. Oh, my God. The MVP of the American League, well, I mean, obviously the MVP award is just going to be renamed the Mike Trout Award. So really the question is who's second in the MVP voting. And I love the Alex Bregman shout from Dave. So I'm going with Bregman to finish second in the MVP voting to the award, to the guy that the award should be named after, in Mike Trout. For the AL Cy Young, I'm going Tyler Glasnow down in Tampa, just because it's boring to pick the same people all the time, and I think Glasnow is going to be absolutely filthy. The Rays will be in contention because of him. National League, let's see, MVP. I'm going to start with the National League Cy Young. I'm going Jack Flaherty in St. Louis because it's time for the torch to pass in that particular rotation. National League MVP, just to turn the knife on our Colorado fans, including Eric, I'm going to give the National League MVP award to Nolan Arenado.
I just heard an entire city cry, Nate.
Well, yeah, I think you heard. Yeah, I think you heard Eric's feeling.
Sorry, Eric. Hey, it's going to crush the entire north side of the city, too, because they have to watch yet another stud go to St. Louis and just do it to the Cubs. That's what, you know, that's just what happens. But then again, that's the balance to the baseball universe that makes the world go round. For the sign-off, I'm really looking forward to doing this show weekly with Dave, Eric, and all of you guys. Again, the topics, I'm looking forward to the discussions. I'm just really excited for the year. I spent the entire morning listening to just the cheesiest, corniest baseball songs you can think of, between team theme songs and obviously Fogarty's Center Field. I'm looking forward to spending all day tomorrow watching Field of Dreams. And as a prelude to one of the topics that I'm hoping to address early on in the season, I'm going to drop a quote. I forget who said it, but the quote is that a hot dog at the ballpark is better than any steak at the Ritz. So we can close out with the cooking theme there too.
Wow. That's, I love
beautiful,
it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even a hot dog guy. I got to get a hot dog on, you know, go to baseball. It's just royalty. I love it. Yeah. I can't wait for you guys in the baseball buffet. I know you guys are going to kill it. I love what I hear. You guys are going to be cooking up some great stuff for us. So I love it. Eric, give me the rundown. Give me your World Series. Give me your MVPs and Cy Youngs, and then give me a quick plug and close.
I'm going with Mike Trout, of course, for the AL MVP, Nolan Arenado, NL MVP. Cy Young, I'm going to go with Lucas Giolito for the Chicago White Sox. And, yep. And I'm going to go with Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. He's going to have a really good year this year and get the Cy Young. And then World Series champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers, go back-to-back.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Give me a plug, brother. Give me a plug as we close this kitchen up.
Yep, thanks for all the listeners. We'll see you back here on Thursday. Check us out, sportscitychefs.com. Shout out to power103radio.com. And everybody have a blessed night. Great show tonight. Enjoyed it with you gentlemen.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'll give you mine. I'll tell you, Yankees winning the World Series. Thank you. And that is not fool's gold. I don't care if I'm a Yankee fan. That's just how I'm rolling. I like Garrett Cole to get the AL Cy Young. I like I'm going to go with Mike Trout to win the AL MVP and just prove that he's the best baseball player we've seen in a long time that nobody's seen. Damn shame. Get him out of L.A. Please get him out of there. NL, I'm going to go Luis Castillo. I think he's going to take it for the Reds as the MVP. I do like DeGrom. I think he's amazing. I think Castillo is going to put a nice season together. MVP, you know what? I was kind of going back and forth on this one. I thought of Arenado, but in Freeman, but I like Acuna Jr. Ronald Acuna Jr., man. 23 years old, and this guy is
a good
stud.
Call.
I like him. I love him,
great
man.
Job,
He's that guy. He's that guy. I love him. So that's my pick. And I agree with you. Rosarena is the rookie of the year. Hayes is going to be the rookie of the year for the Pirates. That's one thing you can look forward to, Nate. But that's what I got before we close this up. TP, Timeless, the man himself. You know what to do, brother. Give us your picks. Give us our close as we close another roundtable show, baseball preview.
Cy Young in the NL, Bauer. Cy Young in the AL. He's on the run. I got to stay with my boy, Gente Maeda. And I hope he can put it together again. MVP, NL, Tatis Jr. I don't know why you're overlooking this boy after he just inked that deal, and he's a serious hitter. The AL, I'm going to agree with the panel. Mike Trout, one of my favorite people in the league. I could care less. If I seen him in person, I'd have to chew his ear off talking to him. It was a 60s World Series, and they got the best of us. Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Twins. We owe them since 1967, I think it was that year. So we owe them. And I love the lefty batter. They swing similar to me. Cody Bellinger, one of the sweeter hitters, lefty, and my favorite player in the league, Max Kepler. I want to see these dudes go shot for shot. Just step outside the bar, take 10 paces, and let's go at it. I want to see a war. SportsCityChefs.com. Check out the website, the interviews, the blog, the chefs. We'll be back in this building tomorrow with the cookout. You already know my slogan on that note. Tell a friend to tell a friend that it's the chefs again. And if they don't know, now they know.
Sports City, chefs. Kaboom, Sports City Chefs is in the room, cooking up hot topics to put up on your spoon. They well in tune, blown like a flower in June. Superman versus MF Doom, the clouds loom. So tell a friend, it's the Sports City Chefs again. Pay attention, tune in, we on the set again. Sports City Chefs. Yeah. Cabbie. Todd.
Connecticut.